good to see you this morning. I can't believe it's been that long ago. Came for 3 months and it turned into 30 years. So that's been a long time and I've enjoyed every minute of it. This morning, I want us to talk about maybe a little different approach and maybe not as lengthy a lesson as generally we present. But I want to talk this morning about the little word, if. If. Now, I have a concordance of the Greek New Testament at home that was published in 1982. And I looked up this definition of the word if as used in the New Testament in the Greek. And I'm going to read to you this definition. A condition of uncertainty with action required by the hearer in order to receive the promise. I think that's what we all know the word if means. It is a condition of uncertainty. And being uncertain, it takes an action on our part in order to receive the promise that God has offered. You know, this word has only two little letters in its makeup. But rather, it's one of the most important words in the Bible. And I want you to turn with me to 1 John chapter 1, and I want us to look at verses 6 through 10. First John chapter 1 and verses 6 through 10. I'm reading from the King James Version. And what I did in my Bible is I kindly underlined this little word if every time it popped up. Because I think you're going to be surprised to see the number of times in these five verses that if is used. Beginning in verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Now, if you'll notice here, John uses in these five verses the word if five times. If. We do, if we don't do. And you know, as you look at this, I think in so many words that what John is saying here is that in our Christian walk, we can be continually cleansed by the blood of Christ if we are willing to do two things. First of all, if we are willing to walk in the light of God's Word. And if you'll look at Psalm 119 in verse 105, you'll notice here that he says, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So one way that we can have our sins continually cleansed by the blood of Christ is to walk in the light of God's Word. And then secondly, that we confess our sins before God. Now, I want us to note something here that's very important. Because so many people have believed that if you've been baptized and you consider yourself to be saved, that the blood of Christ automatically continues to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. That is not true. That is not true. These things must be done in order to receive that continual cleansing by the blood of Christ. And if you'll note, those two things are whether we continually do what the Bible says, in other words, adhere to the Word of God, and secondly, that we are obedient to what the Bible teaches. Now, those are the two conditions that must be met in order for us to continually be cleansed by the blood of Christ for the remission of our sins, that we're continually cleansed from all unrighteousness. But if we don't meet those two things, then I don't care what your thinking is. The reality is that unless we continue to do what God's Word says, and unless we're obedient to the gospel of Christ, the blood of Christ will not continue to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. That's what the Bible says. Now, let's look at some examples. Let's look back in 1 John 1 and verse 7. You know, I think we're so used to just reading that verse in such a hurried way that we automatically assume, and you know what you do when you assume, that we automatically assume that the blood of Christ is just going to continue to cleanse us of all unrighteousness regardless. Well, that's not what it says. Let's notice what it says. But if we walk in the light, now here is the key. As He is in the light, we've got to walk as Christ walks in the light in order to receive that continual cleansing for all unrighteousness. As He is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. But the key there is, as He is in the light. Now, let's look at another verse. Let's turn to Matthew 7, and let's look at verse 21. We talked about that in order to be continually cleansed by the blood of Christ, that we have to do what the Word says and be obedient to the gospel of Christ. Notice what this passage teaches us. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, if I ask you to underline in your Bible the key part of that verse, what would it be? What would you underline? Notice, it's immaterial to call on the name of the Lord. You say, Lord, Lord, all day. But there's a lot of folks that cry out, Lord, Lord, that's going to be doomed to eternal torment for all the ages to come. Notice what he said. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, what does that tell us? Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is going to heaven, right? Who then is? He that doeth the will of my Father. All right? Does that not go back to what I just shared with you a moment ago? That we continually do what the Word says, that we must be obedient to the gospel of Christ in order to receive the continual cleansing power from the blood of Christ. Let's look at another verse. Turn with me to Hebrews 5 and verse 9, please. Hebrews 5 and verse 9. And notice what this verse says. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Yes, he is the author of eternal salvation. But there is a key part of that verse. Unto all them that obey him. Yeah, he's the author of eternal salvation. But unless we're obedient to God, are we going to receive that? No. So we have to look at it again to receive continually the cleansing blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness of Christ. We've got to be obedient to his word. And what does he say? And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto them that obey him. Well, let's look at another verse. Let's turn to James 1 and verse 25, please. And I really like this verse because it says a great deal. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, notice now this next little phrase, and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, then this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now there again, what does that tell us? You've got to be not just a hearer of the word, but a doer. You can sit on these church pews every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, and unless you carry out the works of our God in heaven, you will not make it to heaven. Sitting on a church pew never saved anybody. We've got to be obedient. And we've got to do the will of God. We've got to do what his word says. Now, in the Bible, is this little word if important? Well, I'm going to tell you something. You better believe it. You can rest assured on it. You can take it to the bank. And why do I say that? Our continuing to do what God says or not continuing to do what God says will have eternal consequences. If we do what God says, there are eternal consequences, right? If we don't do what God says, then there are eternal consequences. The last passage I'd like to share with you this morning is found in Romans 11 and verse 22. Brother Billy, this is where that passage is about the goodness and the severity of God. I want you to notice here what it says. Romans 11 and verse 22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God. On them which fell, those who strayed away from the truth, severity. But toward thee, goodness. Now here's our little word. If thou continue in his goodness, otherwise, thou also shall be cut off. What does God say to us there through his word? He says, as long as you continue in my word, you'll be blessed in what you do. And you'll receive goodness, not only in this life, but in the life to come. But if you stray from my word, and you're cut off, then you'll receive severity in this life and in the life to come. behold the goodness and the severity of God. Now, folks, that ought to scare us into doing what's right, if nothing else. Because, let me tell you something, God has a side that's not always loving and pleasing and kind and compassionate and gentle and gracious and all these things. There is a severe side of God where he can issue out punishment and destruction and pestilence. And we don't want to see that side. That little word, if thou continue in his goodness, if. Now I want to ask you a question this morning, then the lesson's going to be yours. I told you it was going to be short today. My question is this. Based upon what the Bible teaches, are you or can you say that you are continually cleansed by the blood of Christ? Remember what it takes to be continually cleansed. To do daily what God said. You know what Jesus came to this earth to do? To seek and to save those who are lost. And he says, if you're going to follow me, what did he say you had to do? Pick up your cross how often? Daily. And follow me. Now, are you doing that? Are you doing that? Remember what Mark 16 and verse 16 says. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Choice is yours today. That if word may be between you and God. If it is, be obedient to what God said do. Do his word every day. And be obedient to the gospel of Christ. And then you'll know that you continually are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. This morning, do you know my Jesus? Do you really know him? Have you named the name of Christ in baptism? Are you daily walking by our Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? But do you know my Jesus? Choice is yours this morning. If you're subject to...